I started,
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Special day. Hopefully we can be heard out there, because you know what happens to these days sometimes. Silver Sister, are you out there? Tech Girl, are you live with us? How's it going on Grand Island? Woo! What is going on in the world? Weed Day Wednesday. Super special day here today. We'll tell you about that in a second if we just finished listening up to our little theme song. I'm going to call into the show like I usually do. All right, sounds great. Woo-hoo. Yeah. And we'll just, I'm just going to hang out here for an hour with y'all and celebrate 9 years of Tumbleweeds Health Center. Woo! I'm all in there. All right, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, y'all. It is a special day. We are celebrating 9 years of Tumbleweeds Health Center. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, Bell and I were just going back and forth about this, going,
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun.
And it does in all the places, like where we first met you, was during Meducation Hour,
Yes. Which
just might be coming back.
That's great.
Yeah. You guys want to play games?
Yeah.
We'll play games. I know Silver Sister's going, oh Lord, I can hear it now.
Well,
oh,
I'm getting
Lord.
It, you know, being able to record it and still have it live for people who can't make it.
What's that?
Meditation hour.
Oh, yes.
Because everything's so virtual these days.
I am. But that's where we met at 5315 East Broadway. Oh, 5301.
5301 before the first one.
5315 was the first one? Silver Sister, you need to chime in here. You need to click on and either... Here, let's get to the desk over here. This is going to be fun.
But it was the... That was huge.
That still wants to rent that out again. Uh-huh. Oh my Lord. It's like 6,000 square feet. Oh,
mm-hmm. Incredible.
It's huge. 5301 was first. Yeah. 5301. Oh, I love it. Oh my Lord. Yeah, and then we had 103 and then 105. Oh, different suites after that when we moved. But 5301, that was the one that you went around the back of.
Yeah.
Almost to the back of Target, and there was a little secret entrance in the back there with a wheelchair ramp, which was really cool.
And all those rooms that you had...
Well, there were only two.
Well, there was that other part you guys could rent.
But
it was a possibility.
That. Yeah, we never did, though. We wanted to.
So the way that extended out was...
I know.
Yeah.
Cool. Crazy.
I love that building.
So, yeah, 6 plants per person, 12 plants per household, times how many neighbors do we have? I mean, we got this.
Well, you know, I was, came out with some clarification on how that works. So if you have like 3 adults that live in the house.
No.
Yeah, right.
2 adults.
And Grant, right.
You get 12 plants. And that's it.
12 plants per household.
You could have 48
like
adults.
Everyone gets to split their plants up.
And you get 48 adults in the house.
You might need to get a house yourself.
You might need to get
your own house.
Yeah, maybe get your own house or two. And we have a realtor for you. Can we talk about Waco Star's Realty? Star? Is it Star Realty? It's not Star Realty. It's Waco Star. But we know him, and you do need a realtor for the stars. Look at, there's our old building. Well, at least the front. Oh, that was so fun. Yep, everyone, there's a little like a little cement circle thing that used to have a plant in it, and people would gather around and kind of sit outside and wait for us to get in there. And
we used to do the little education fairs. Out front.
Oh, yeah. When we had our anniversary, we used to do that out front with all different peeps from the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And God, we had the big prize wheel. Oh, my God.
10 vendors out there.
Oh, we had tons of people out
there. Massage therapists.
So funny. We had Paula Stelner, our resident psychic. Doing readings. Maybe I should call her to get her down to the center wheel. Yeah, forgot to tell her about that. She needs to come down and do some free readings for everybody. Get your butt down here, Paul. Miss Stoner. Yeah, no kidding. And what is this? Where is it? No, it's not the drum roll. That one I like. Anywho, so what's going on? 9 years. That is a long time.
Yeah.
And you know what? We want to give a shout out to Tech Guy in heaven. We met him because the very first time we did this radio show about 8.5 years ago, I messed up the show, and I muted myself, and I couldn't host it. And so Tech Guy got on the air, was listening to the show. I don't know how he found it, and another lady came on, and he ended up hosting the show for me. And he would listen into what I was saying, and talk about it, and as if I was the second person, like I was in the audience, actually, not even in the show. They were the ones hosting it. So he came the next day to the health center with a banana bread. Mm-hmm. He said, "I'm so sorry that happened." And I said, "No, thank God that happened, because we wouldn't have had a show." So we offered up some of his magical banana bread, and that was super fun. And then we became lifelong friends, and we miss him dearly.
Yeah.
Boy, do we miss him. I miss that guy too. And 9 years, 4 places. We've been in 4 buildings. That's the longest one we've been in. We've been in 5 years now. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Get on down.
Great little space.
It is a great space. I know now it seems little. I mean, moved in because it was bigger. Yeah, and now it seems smaller. So
that's how it works.
That's how it works.
Especially a building we have. I mean, it's not necessarily a...
No, it's not a commercial building.
It's not a commercial
building.
It's
a house.
It's a house, and it's got some really great character to it.
It's quirky. Yeah, it does have great character. For sure. Mm-hmm. It really does. Just a little. But come on down. We've got some really cool new CBD flower products. Yeah, we've got CBD hash and CBD keys, and we've got cigars.
Candy,
we've got candy.
It's chocolate, right?
Yeah,
chocolate bar.
We got cigarettes. They're fancy cigarettes. There was a little green tip.
Hemperex.
But they call them slices. They're little things.
Oh, okay.
They're little slices. And
Hemp slices.
They're hemp slices. I can show you what they look like. Let's see. They're kind of cute. They're for the fancy connoisseur. Get it?
Cute.
Yeah, so it comes as a little cigarette.
So Belle,
so
the benefits of smoking CBD?
Oh. Well, the benefits to smoking
anything.
Well, I almost said that, but then I was thinking, you know, no, but the kids are gonna be like, oh, you can't smoke crack. Yeah, don't smoke crack. Can't smoke crack. Yes, well, it's instantaneous.
Uh-huh.
It's instantaneous. Some will say, though, that you are burning off quite a bit of your medicine when you first splash it with fire or whatever. I don't know. Seems to work really well for me because it is instantaneous. Mm-hmm. So you need to get the pain gone right away. It's gone. these little toast slices, they're emerald. It's Be Social, Be Mine. So they're 100% hemp. There's tobacco free. There's no tobacco in this whatsoever. We're not doing a tobacco thing. And those are fancy. And those come in 2-pack, 5-pack, and 10-pack. We've got pre-rolls now. We've got all different kinds of pre-rolls. We have a 5-pack of pre-rolls, and then we have individual pre-rolls. You can buy nuggets. We've got moon rocks at the shop. You know what a moon rock is? So I found out a moon rock is sprayed with hash and then rolled in keef. Oh, my God. Yeah. And so I flipped these packages over in the health center and the girls especially, like, oh, I love that one. Get them. Because they're all shiny because they've, what do they call them? There's moon rocks and then someone would say lava rock, but that's not it. But we could come up with a lava rock. I don't know what the other one's called. Moon rock and silver sister. What's the other one called when it's just keef on it? There's a moon rock and just something where it's just done. Fairy rock. I don't know. Fairy
dust. So when I can see the CBG, what were some of
them? Oh, CBG is good for, and here's the little cigar, because I like my spliff. I've been waiting for this for years. Oh, my God. So this is great. This is a nice little spliff if you want to light this up. CBG, you know what? We'll find something to read about CBG, because that's a good question. I don't want to mess it up. But I've been told, it gets pain on a deeper level. I don't know. So we'll look it up and see what Leafly has to say. What is CBG cannabigerol, and what does it do? Am I 21? Oh, I'm 21, all right. Can they hear me? They're laughing. They're like, oh, hell yeah, you're 21. Okay. What is CBG cannabigerol, and what does this cannabinoid. Okay. What does it do? CBG, by now most people are familiar with, have heard of THC and CBD and their effects, but did you know there are many other similar compounds in cannabis? I like it. Similar compounds.
I feel like we've heard a song like it was Dasher and Dancer. Do you know THC
and CBD? CBD too. CBC, CBN. It's all for you.
Because there's just so much more.
Oh my God, TM.
There's just so much
more. If you ever want more. Come to Tumbleweed Store. Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, where the sleigh goes when you need
it. Oh, I knew that was coming out soon.
Because kids, it's time, man. You guys got like weeks left. Remember when we were like, as soon as it's over, I say you've got 360-something days left, but now you're down to like weeks.
But
like,
you know what I think?
Less than 60 days.
I think a lot of people have had a lot of downtime.
Here it comes.
And there's been some shopping going on.
Good.
Especially on Amazon. Well, the stores were closed for such a long time.
We're open.
Everyone's open.
Health center's open.
But
not everyone.
But you had a lot of online shopping happening. Yeah. And then when stores opened up again, people were super excited to just go.
Do it. People are super excited to go now. Oh, they've been ready. And you know,
people are putting
Dr. Robert
Bellamy this weekend.
Was talking about, they put him up as soon as Halloween was over.
I thought it was after Memorial Day.
I'm getting ready to put my Christmas dragon up right now. That thing needs to go up. Yeah, isn't that great? There we go. There's a little cigar spliff. It's all natural or organic. Contains 3 grams of Paradise OG CBD flower rolled in an organic hemp wrap. Oh. Well. A little dry. Interesting.
you know.
Yeah. It's a lot of smoke is what it is. I think that's what it is.
It is.
It's a lot of smoke, and we just already smoked.
I can see where other people would like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad. Flavor, not bad. For rating, are we doing that? Like on a scale of 1 to 10?
You can rate it however you like.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would say, I mean,
no,
you're
I
right.
Have
it's
it,
a lot. It's
I
a
did
lot
have
of smoke.
It stored in. It was a lot of smoke.
The airtight. And that wasn't even it. I think just with a split like that or whatever they're calling it, it is meant.
A cigar.
It's meant to have that.
Yeah.
Lots of smoke, so
yeah.
You could do
and
things.
Share it.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to smoke that by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, I mean, it's really not hard to smoke that by myself. But that's a lot. That's
right.
3 grams. I mean, that's an 8, basically, in a, that's a blunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's what I did before I went to see Stevie Wonder. My roommate brought out a blunt. I was just getting my bicycle, and he goes, I was like, what? He goes, sit down. And then he put it on some Stevie Wonder. This one, I was like 26 years old. Or no, 24. And I had my long hair, hippie days.
Uh-huh.
And I was riding down the Gambage Hall in Tempe. And he goes, sit down. And he just slayed me with this giant split.
Are you even riding your bicycle?
Barely. Thank God it was like a mile away. And I got there. And I was like, oh, Stevie rocked for 4 hours.
Wow,
oh, like,
that's
Miss Black America walked him out. And
uh-huh.
He sat down. This was 1994, I think. He sat down and just played, oh, my God, every song. And he was laughing. He was teasing because he's like, I know when you white people aren't dancing, you know, get up. It was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was so funny. Oh, anyway, so CBG. Okay. A lesser-known cannabinoid called cannabigerol, CBG, while not present in large quantities in most strains, is nonetheless worth learning about for a number of reasons. Pain in your hand? Because it is present in low levels, usually less than 1%, in most cannabis strains, CBG is considered a minor cannabinoid. Cannabis plants produce cannabigerolic acid, CBGA, the precursor to the three main cannabinoid lines, THCA, CBDA, and CBCA. Specific enzymes in the plant break CBGA down and direct it toward one of three lines, okay? So it breaks it down and directs it to one of three lines. You ready? The acids are exposed to ultraviolet light or heat, and voila, they become the cannabinoids we know, THC and CBD. In most strains, CBGA is immediately converted to either THCA or CBDA. Thus, more THC means less CBG and CBD, and vice versa. By nature of how these compounds are synthesized, to obtain higher yields of CBG, breeders are experimenting with genetic manipulation across breeding of plants. For example, Subcool Seeds is crossing strains to produce higher CBG content. Scientists can also extract higher levels of CBG from budding plants by pinpointing the optimum extraction time about 6 weeks into an 8-week flowering cycle. Wow. A medicinal strain called Bediol is produced in this fashion by the Dutch company Bedrocan BV Medical Cannabis. That's kind of a weird name for a strain. What are they going up against, the pharmaceutical? Bediol?
You got to compete.
I guess whatever you got to do, right?
the new world coming about right now.
Don't even. We're not going there. The human body's built-in endocannabinoid system, ECS, works to keep the body in its balanced state of homeostasis. While there are specific details about how cannabinoids work, in general, the endocannabinoid system performs different functions specific to each area of the body. For example, at an injury site, the ECS can help regulate immune cells to limit inflammation.
Ooh. I need that now.
Yeah, you do.
Am I doing that now?
There's some cream. Yeah, you're doing it right now. CBG has been found to act on very specific physiological symptoms and problems, and results for medicinal use are promising. Endocannabinoid receptors are prevalent in eye structures, and interestingly, CBG is thought to be particularly effective in treating glaucoma because it reduces intraocular pressure. It is a powerful vasodilator and has neuroprotective effects to boot. That's pretty cool. So he reduces glaucoma. In animal experiments involving mice, CBG was found to be effective in decreasing the inflammation characteristics of inflammatory bowel disease. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. People have that a lot. In a recent 2015 study, CBG was shown to protect neurons in mice with Huntington's disease, which is characterized by nerve cell degeneration in the brain. Ooh. When are they going to... They need to do more tests on people. You know what I'm saying? Like, mice are great. Nothing to them. You could smoke weed all day long. I mean, come on. You need Jesus. That was funny. Okay, CBG is showing great promise as a cancer fighter. Specifically, CBG was shown to block receptors that cause cancer cell growth in one study. Ice maker. In one study, it was shown to inhibit the growth of colorectal cancer cells in mice, thereby slowing colon cancer growth. CBG inhibited tumors and chemically induced colon carcinogenesis, therefore demonstrating a very exciting possibility for a cure for colorectal cancer. Well, there you go. Again, in mice. European research shows evidence that CBG is an effective antibacterial agent, particularly against Staphylococcus, MRSA, microbial strains resistant to several classes of drugs. Since the 1950s, topical formulations of cannabis have been effective in skin infections, but researchers at the time were unaware of the plant's chemical composition. In a very recent 2017 study, now we're getting closer to 2020, researchers show that a form of CBG purified to remove delta-9 THC was very effective appetite stimulant in rats. Wow, moved up to rats. This may lead to a novel non-psychotropic therapeutic option for cachexia, wasting syndrome, the muscle wasting and severe weight loss seen in late-stage cancer and other diseases. That's good. They need appetite stimulators.
Mm-hmm.
In a study that looked at the effects of 5 different cannabinoids on bladder contraction, CBG tested best at inhibiting muscle contraction, so it may be a future tool in preventing bladder dysfunction disorders. Scientists are excited about these initial CBG results, are promoting future research with CBG alone or CBG in combination with other cannabinoids and therapies for the treatment of multiple maladies. Because it is non-psychotropic, CBG has a promising wide range of potential applications, not only for the problems mentioned above, but also as an analgesic therapy for psoriasis and as an antidepressant. Weed's good for everything. Jeez. Weed for me.
Take a little lady that's right across from me. She's going through chemo right now.
Oh.
And
oh, boy.
It's her fourth bout with this, and it's the lung sarcoma.
Mm-hmm.
And she just keeps on fighting this thing, finding it in different places of her body, but it always ends up right there. So, you know, like she found it in her leg one time, her groin, and then
oh boy,
I mean, then the lung twice, you know. She's really, I mean, she's a trooper. Couldn't even imagine. She says she has her on and off days. And her friend just got her on some cannabis gummies.
Oh, yay.
So I told her, I said, what's great about it is they've had studies where the chemo, while in conjunction with cannabis,
yep,
allows the body to relax in a way to allow the medicine to start working well, better.
Yep, more efficiently.
More efficiently.
Well, cannabis
perfect.
Always
yeah.
makes your body work more efficiently. So
yeah.
You don't might even not even need as much of the chemo as
if maybe it works faster in conjunction
yeah.
with. I just yeah. know that they were talking about those. If you're going to do it, and you have to do it,
clap your hands. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That
use cannabis when you're doing it.
All right. Hey, we have a Pro Design 29 South is on. Welcome to the show. Pro Design, 29 South. We have a new listener on.
Oh, yeah.
I never know we have a new listener. I'm like, let's see if we have a new listener. And let's just say, Hi, what are you partaking in this morning? Welcome to the show. We're just chatting about everything, and we're trying to talk about CBG right now, but you know how that goes. CBG.
CBG.
I'm glad she's doing the gummies. So, make sure she knows how to properly dose, because that's super huge.
So I see all the CBG products, mm-hmm. like this one.
Yeah.
Is that something, are we going to have like a CBG tincture?
We do have CBG tinctures already at Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Yeah, we've got these tinctures already, and apparently people really like them. We have a 1,000 and a 2,000 milligram tincture with CBG and CBD. Yeah, so it's really nice. I think it's Medterra. I think that's the brand.
And what do those go for?
Well, I think the 2,000 is 65, 75, somewhere around there. Don't quote me. Right. I think the 130 for the 2,000, 135 or something for the 2,000. Okay. CBG. So it's, you know, and this is what we've talked about for the last 9 years. They're going to just potentiate all of the cannabinoids in the plant. I mean, you know, they're going to get to understand.
It's going to open up.
They're already doing
such
this.
A world.
They're at all the different cannabinoids and the different effects that they have on the body and all that good stuff. Let's see. Where are you from, Mr. Pro Design? Let's see where you're calling. Well, we're in Tucson, Arizona. And so they did pass Proposition 207. Oh, we're just going to say this. Well, but here's the great thing. Just keep your cannabis card. That's it. You know, I'm sorry for everybody out there that wanted to have a cannabis business, because now it's going to be nearly impossible to get one. So, that being said, you know.
Nearly impossible to get
a dispensary or a recreational license. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's seriously nearly impossible to have that happen, which is really sad. Everybody should have the right to entrepreneurship and, you know, to be able to get into the business if they want to get into the business. And they just pretty much took that away. If they want to call in and argue about that, they can, but unless you're a minority, and if only they will release any of the leftover dispensaries. Tennessee! Away from Tennessee.
Their election?
Do you have a medical program? Do you have a marijuana program out there? What's going on in Tennessee? So with this program here in Arizona, the great thing is stay in the medical program. You get all the rights. You get more cannabis. You get higher levels of medicine. They're limiting everything. You get less taxes. They're going to tax the heck out of this. And you still get your 6 plants. If that's what you're worried about, you can still grow. You still get your 6 plants, so not to worry about that. So anyway, with 207, the renewals are coming up next year, August, and we'll be calling y'all. Tumbleweeds Health Center will be calling y'all. But come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. If you have or don't have records, we're available Monday through Friday. And we are available Saturdays for patients if they sign up ahead of time, so we can book our doctor. But come on down and check out all the new hemp products we have. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, my Lord. You know what? You know what's going on? We've been doing this for almost 9 years.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friends like,
damn, that's a stoned ass donkey.
Rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Lose Day Wednesday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in on our special day, our 9-year anniversary for Tumbleweed Sales Center. 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. If you want to know what you can get your cannabis card for here in Tucson, Arizona, and now that we do telemedicine, you don't even have to be in our little tiny town. You can come. Well, our town is huge now. Give it up. Give up Tucson.
Telemed.
PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, epilepsy, any type of seizure, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, and the whole gamut, dementia, everything in between, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. We get a lot of Parkinson's patients. We get a lot of patients with like leg twitches and tremors and things like that. It's interesting. The older you get, we get the leg twitches. I don't know what that's about. Also, if you are on a treatment or taking a medication and that treatment or medication causes anything, we can get you certified for that as well. And if you didn't hear your condition, don't worry, because chronic pain will cover things like migraines, DDD, fibromyalgia, IBS.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona Medical Marijuana Card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. So let's see. You sent me a little something on Tennessee's cannabis mm-hmm. laws.
Yeah, and so we were just kind of talking a little bit about
that.
What other states actually went with the cannabis
Ooh.
Program now.
It says Tennessee's cannabis laws lag behind other states. That's not good. Come on, you guys. Catch up. In November 2020, voters in five more states approved cannabis ballot measures. Voters in Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, South Dakota approved legalizing and regulating cannabis for adult use, while Mississippi and South Dakota voters approved compassionate medical cannabis programs. Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a step up, though. Meanwhile, Tennessee, we hope.
Yeah.
Tennessee is one of only 14 states that's not even authorized medical cannabis. Tennessee is also one of only 19 states that still penalize simple possession of cannabis with jail time. Possession of a half ounce or less is punishable by nearly a year of incarceration. Wow. That's old school, guys. While Tennessee voters overwhelmingly support both medical and legalization, Tennessee doesn't have a voter initiative process. Only elected officials have the power to change state law. Although lawmakers introduced a bipartisan medical bill in 2020, it died in committee, as has happened many times in past years. House Speaker Cameron Sexton expressed reluctance to take up the issue, saying, quote, it's against federal law, and so until that changes, it's hard to have a discussion, quote. Governor Bill Lee said he wants to, quote, explore alternatives before we go there, quote. Wow, what does that even mean? So marijuana for both medical and recreational use is not legal in Tennessee. However, there's an exception that allows the use of high CBD, low THC cannabis oils for seizure patients. Well, okay, that's something. Possession and cultivation both remain illegal. Possession of any amount is a misdemeanor, punishable up to 11 months, 29 days in prison, and up to $2,500 fine. I know. Cultivation of 10 plants or less is a felony, punishable by 1 to 6 years, and the penalties increase significantly for each additional plant being grown. That's absolutely crazy. Until 2016, third and subsequent convictions for the possession of marijuana were felonies, punishable by 1 to 6 years in prison and a fine of up to $3,000. In 2016, the legislature reduced that penalty to a misdemeanor, so people convicted of nonviolent possession of most drugs will no longer suffer the stigma of a lifelong felony record. The state is blocking decriminalization. Meanwhile, the two largest cities in Tennessee, Memphis and Nashville, both passed ordinances in 2016 that gave an officer the discretion to charge someone with a civil infraction for possessing small amounts of marijuana. However, the legislature passed, and then Governor Bill Haslam signed a bill that repealed those local marijuana decriminalization laws. The bill said, quote, state government law preempts local government enactments with respect to the regulation of an appropriate sanctions for conduct involving drugs and other similar substances, quote. Now, with dozens of new lawmakers and a new governor, it's time to renew the call for statewide reform. An ACLU report found that in 2018, black individuals were arrested at more than three times the rate of white individuals in Tennessee, despite the fact that both races consume marijuana about the same rate. While legalization does not eliminate disparities, it dramatically reduces the total number of cannabis arrests, and thus the damage done by unequal enforcement. Encouragingly, five of the seven states with the lowest disparities had previously enacted legalization laws. Wow. Tennessee, you guys need to get caught up here. That's crazy. That's just crazy making. All right. And you had something about all the states.
You had said it. You read it in the first part.
No, about the
Mississippi.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that was it.
That was it?
That was your
quick summary?
Well, it was a quick summary. It just said that those five states also added either recreational or a cannabis program to their state this year, which turned us from, we were the 19th state, I think we were at 13,
Yeah.
14. I think we're at 14 or 15, and then...
13? I don't know. How many states now? 15? There are a lot.
We're the 19th state.
Are we?
No. We are.
Are we the 19th state?
I read that just
state?
Somewhere
Did
recently.
You just read it?
19th state
okay.
that went...
Oh. Yeah.
That went legal.
Legal or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you heard about this. Oregon voters approve landmark drug policy reforms. You heard about that, right? You can see what it says, because it looks like the shrooms are going legal now. Voters in Oregon made history on Tuesday with the passage of two landmark initiatives aimed at reversing the tide of the war on drugs. Although votes remain to be counted, Measure 109, a proposal to legalize the therapeutic use of psilocybin, and Measure 110, which decriminalizes possession of all drugs, both appear to be headed for victory in this week's general election. The decriminalization and possession of all drugs. That's crazy. Under Measure 110, criminal penalties would be eliminated from possession of all drugs for personal use by adults, including cocaine, methamphetamine, and heroin. The initiative also greatly expands access to substance abuse treatment and other services without raising taxes. In addition to drug treatment, housing, harm reduction, peer support, and other services will be funded by existing marijuana taxes and savings realized through the elimination of arresting, prosecuting, and incarcerating people for low-level drug offenses. Well, that's true. That's a given. They're going to save millions. Today's victory is a landmark declaration that the time has come to stop criminalizing people for drug use, said Cassandra Frederick, executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, a reform group that backed the ballot initiative. Quote, Measure 110 is arguably the biggest blow to the war on drugs to date. It shifts the focus where it belongs, on people and public health, and removes one of the most common justifications for law enforcement to harass, arrest, prosecute, incarcerate, and deport people.
Mm-hmm.
As we saw with the domino effect of marijuana legalization, we expect this victory to inspire other states to enact their own drug decriminalization policies that prioritize health over punishment. It should prioritize health over punishment. The group noted in the press release that the passage of Measure 110 demonstrates that drug policy reform is a politically viable issue and will likely energize similar efforts in other states, including California, Vermont, and Washington. While drug decriminalization cannot fully repair our broken and oppressive criminal legal system or the harm and unregulated drug market, shifting from absolute prohibition to drug decriminalization is a monumental step forward in this fight, Frederick said. It clears the path toward treating drug use as a health issue, restores individual liberty, removes underpinnings of police use, and substantially reduces government waste, which is, again, that's just a given. Measure 109, an initiative to legalize psilocybin-assisted therapy, also appears to be headed to an election victory in Oregon. Research from leading institutions such as Johns Hopkins University and NYU show that psilocybin can be an effective treatment for depression, anxiety, and addiction.
Great.
In a Facebook post from the Oregon Psilocybin Society, the group that campaigned for Measure 109, the chief petitioners for the initiative noted the significance of the success of both drug policy reform proposals, quote, while the country seeks to rekindle the values that bind us, Oregon has taken the lead on progressive drug policy reform. Measure 110 toppled the first domino, spelling the beginning of the end of our nation's disastrous 50-year drug war, quote, wrote Tom and Sherry Eckert, quote, with Measure 109, we have planted the psychedelic flag, respecting the ancient traditions while blazing a trail into the future. Quote, while briefly appealing to Oregon, Measure 109's passage ends the most persistent taboo the taboo surrounding ourselves, our inner realms, our freedom to safely explore our own consciousness. I love that. We should all be able to safely explore our own consciousness if that's what we want to do with the means of a plant. Hello? Right? Safely, though. Safely. Today, as a culture and as a state, we reevaluate the role of consciousness in our society. We recognize that our awareness of and care for the inner space of consciousness is essential to our survival. In addition to Oregon, voters in five other states and the nation's capital approved drug policy reform ballot measures in some form, while Washington, D.C. decriminalized possession of psilocybin mushrooms. Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. There you have it. Anyway, our nation's capital. Someday we'll get there. We'll get there when it's they're going to take it off the scheduling altogether, and we'll just put it where it needs to be, right by the tomatoes.
Sorry, lots of stuff going through my head.
Yeah, should be all about marijuana.
It is.
Voters in five states banned the cause of marijuana reform on Tuesday with the approval of ballot measures for cannabis legalization. Three states passed measures to legalize. And, yeah, don't sit back down on the hash there. You don't want to wreck the hash. Three states passed measures to legalize the recreational use of cannabis by adults. One approved medical marijuana, while the fifth, South Dakota, legalized cannabis for both medicinal and adult use. And I'm so weary to clap on all these things because I know it happened with Arizona's Prop 207. After it became clear that voters in all five states had voted to approve cannabis legalization measures, Eric Altieri, the executive director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML, called on politicians across the nation to take note. Quote, "The public has spoken loudly and clearly," he said in the press release. "They favor ending the failed policies of marijuana prohibition and replacing it with the policy of legalization, regulation, taxation, and public education. Elected officials at both the state and federal level ought to be listening." Quote, "Despite this public consensus, elected officials have far too often remained unresponsive to the legalization issue. This dereliction of representation has forced advocacy groups to directly place the marijuana-related ballot questions before the voters," Altieri added. "These results once again illustrate that support for legalization extends across geographic and demographic lines. The success of these initiatives proves definitively that marijuana legalization is not exclusively a blue state issue, but an issue that is supported by a majority of all Americans, regardless of party politics." That's true. Everyone likes to smoke weed, or do it in some form nowadays, whether it's your CBD or CBG or tinctures or gummies, however it is, you know.
Right.
Ballot proposals to legalize the possession and cultivation of cannabis by adults and establish a regulated commercial marijuana market were approved in Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota. Wow. In New Jersey, voters passed a more general proposal that leaves the details of recreational cannabis legalization up to state lawmakers. That's interesting. Because question one is a non-binding legislatively referred ballot question, the New Jersey legislature must now take immediate action to draft and implement enabling legislation in a manner that is in accordance with voter sentiments, explained Carly Wolf, NORML state policies coordinator. Quote, "Their first priority should be bringing about an end to the tens of thousands of low-level marijuana possession arrests that occur each year in New Jersey. Once this is accomplished, they should then move forward to meet voters' second demand, which is to initiate regulations to license and oversee the commercial cannabis market in New Jersey." Well, I hopefully they do that fair across the board so anyone can have a business. The electorate in South Dakota also approved medical cannabis legalization, as did voters in Mississippi, where two separate medical marijuana initiatives appeared on the ballot. Initiative 65, a measure advanced by a citizen petition, prevailed over Initiative 65A, a more restrictive proposal that was placed on the ballot by state lawmakers as an alternative to I-65. I don't know what.
I-19.
Bingo. I knew it. We can't even help it. Initiative 65 puts the needs and interests of patients first. Amen. This was a grassroots effort to provide patients with access to a treatment option that patients already enjoy in 34 other states and in the District of Columbia, noted Paul Armentano, deputy director. By contrast, Measure 65A was a cynical effort by lawmakers to misdirect voters. Well, surprise. The same state lawmakers that for decades had refused to ever seriously address the issue were the ones behind 65A, and voters wisely rejected their campaign. Good job, guys. Voters in Oregon and Washington, D.C. also advanced the broader causes of drug policy reform and ending the failed war on drugs at the ballot box on Tuesday. A measure to legalize the therapeutic use of mushrooms was passed in Oregon, while possession of magic mushrooms by adults was decriminalized in the nation's capital. Our nation's capital is doing shrooms. Love it.
Love it.
Can we do shrooms here? I don't think we can do shrooms here.
No, not yet.
Let's go. Road trip. There we go. Oregon's closer. Oregon. Yeah. Okay. Oregon also became the first state to decriminalize all drugs with the passage of a measure that dedicates a portion of existing cannabis tax revenue to fund substance misuse treatment programs. There you have it. There's a lot going on in the weed world these days. It's fantastic, actually, because when we started, it's almost 9 years ago. We couldn't even barely talk about this. It was like a whisper.
The fear,
remember?
Silver the fear of opening.
Oh.
The store every day.
God, they'd say, what are we doing? We'd like look at each other and we'd kind of smirk and we'd kind of smile and then we'd be like, it's medical marijuana. And they would say, what? Well, we can't hear you. And then we'd say, oh, it's medical marijuana. And we'd be like, oh. And then it was a 50-50 crapshoot of a chance of
someone who is
whether or not they were going to be supportive. And now you say it and they're like, oh yeah, my grandma does that, you know. My grandma's on weed. My grandma takes marijuana. I love the sound effect. Sorry guys, I can't help it. It's once a week I get to do that. Oh yeah. So speaking of grandmas, have you guys ever seen Should Grandma Smoke Pot?
They have one that Should Grandpa Smoke Pot now.
Get out of here. Are you serious? All right. Should we call that up? But if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check out the video section, I believe, I wish that we had a real soundtrack person because they could bust into the chair because I believe, you know, the whole thing. But I believe, I know. I'm a good candidate this morning. Yes. Should Grandma Smoke Pot is on our video section, and you can play it. Let's see if you can hear a little bit of it
Here's
right now.
Here's a question for you.
Ooh.
Should Grandma Smoke Pot?
I was just superficially aware of it. I have no knowledge at all of it, I would say. I'm interested in medical marijuana.
There's sort of a sea change going on in this nation, and it has to do with marijuana.
You know, at old age, they say that behind your 75, you have at least four chronic diseases to deal with.
My son's taken 25,000 pills since 5 years old. Well, things have changed since I started using medical cannabis.
I discovered quite by accident that cannabis or marijuana worked better than the drugs and narcotics I was getting.
The whole new world, it gave me hope.
I'm Robert Blackshaw, author of Black Tuna Diaries, and the man who spent 30 years in prison for marijuana, more than anyone in America. Many of you are familiar with my story from the movie Square Grouper, which was on Showtime. The things you're about to see will certainly surprise you and most likely shock many of you. For the past 70 years, you've been bombarded with lies, carefully crafted propaganda.
And more vicious, more deadly is the menace of marijuana.
In order to sustain a multi-billion dollar drug war against the most valuable plant on the planet. A war that helped no one, but has destroyed millions of American lives.
Our government has created the perfect system for themselves. They create a cycle where they made this illegal. They then fund it with the privatization of prisons. The privatization of prisons and mandatory minimums for sentences came out about hand in hand. That's another billion-dollar industry. So the law enforcement have an incentive to keep these things illegal. The majority of arrests in this country for drugs are from marijuana, simple possession of marijuana. There's an arrest approximately every 37 seconds in this country for cannabis. Every 37 seconds.
Hopefully I've gone down.
My sentence was 64 years. There's no way to describe that. There's no way to explain what that does to you.
We're more apt in this country to cut our teachers and our educational system than our law enforcement system for something that's been proven to not harm a single soul.
That's right. Amen. We're going to say amen to that. That's a bit of Should Grandma Smoke Pot by Robert Platshorn. We love him so much.
Such a great educational.
And, oh, my God. Such a great educational video.
Yeah.
And you can find that on Tumbleweeds Health Center. There's also a Watermelon Girl. I put up Baking a Fool of Myself, which she's awesome. She was on the show so many years ago. She was getting ready. I love this. I'll never forget this. She came on our show, and she was on her way to a photo shoot for a calendar. It was awesome. She's doing this, like, Watermelon Girl calendar. And she sent us all these, like, little cards and cool things. Yeah, she's fantastic. She makes fantastic. Her and her mom.
Mm-hmm. And she's gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, and she's super beautiful.
Yeah.
And she is on the, well, she used to be on the beaches of Canada naked handing out watermelon, which is how she got her name, Watermelon Girl. Naked.
Let me share that one. It was the nude beach.
What? Well, it was then. I mean, she pretty much made it that way. It is now. Yeah. We also have Hemp for Victory, which, if you don't know, your lovely government. Yeah, definitely a front runner. Maybe not running, though. Just handing out watermelon. Yeah. Hemp for Victory, when our government made everyone grow hemp, and now they tell you you can't. Well, no, it's getting better. There's hemp rules now. We got some farm bills.
We actually have.
We got some
farm bills.
Oh, yeah, we do.
That's
and
awesome.
Thankfully, there's going to be more and more and more and more and more. Everybody should have a hemp farm. Everybody, farm it up.
Conditions.
I was reading about all the great things that cannabis does to pull out all the bad jujus out of the soil. You know?
Oh, yes. It cleans the soil.
Yes.
Well, cannabis
carbon
cleans
sequestration.
The,
yeah.
That plant.
Yeah. So, and I was reading about how much it would take to and fix the planet and all that. So we just need to start planning and keep
planning. You know, we hear a lot about how our
plants
and topsoil is,
And there's regenerative planting. Thank you for remembering saying that, because you can plant regeneratively and keep that topsoil so that every year it's better. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We're going to play this because it's 9 years and I love it, and this might be our way out, but we absolutely love this. Saturday Night Live.
Hey, may I help you?
Yeah, this is kind of neat. What is it?
Oh, it's from New Guinea. It's a ceremonial spirit box.
Wow, that's cool. What do you do with it?
You put your weed in there.
Thank you.
This is neat. Is this from South America?
You bet. That's a Yanomami ancestor idol from Brazil. It's carved from deer bone. They only make one every 7 years. It's really rare.
What do you use it for?
You put your weed in here.
Okay.
All right.
Where's this from? Oh, it's from Borneo. It's for a Sulawesi puberty ritual. It symbolizes the journey into adulthood.
Really?
Yeah. And you put your weed in here.
So this has actually been used in puberty rituals?
Yeah. And you put your weed in there.
Christmas party.
No problem.
Hey, excuse me.
Oh, this is great. You put your weed in here.
Right.
Awesome.
Actually, I'm looking for a gift for my mother. Is there anything in here that doesn't involve weed?
No.
Well, you can get her this. It's a Senegalese talking drum. Only the head shaman of Senegal is allowed to use it.
Shaman.
Wow. That'd be great. She might like something like that.
You know what I'd do if I bought it? I'd put my weed in there.
Yeah.
right in there.
Oh, we'd say Wednesday, everyone.
I got this is a Javanese rain stick. Yeah, it's for a fertility dance. You can put it in your apartment and hang a plant from it.
That'd be cool. She has a lot of plants. That might be good.
All right,
you sure
folks.
She doesn't like weed?
Thank you for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday and our 9-year anniversary of Tumbleweed Health Center. Yeah.
Hey, that's your Volkswagen van parked out front?
Oh, Lord, here
Look,
we
man,
go.
There's nothing in here that you can put weed into. I just wanted to tell you, you left your lights on. I turned them off for you. Okay, maybe there's some things in here that you can put tobacco into or incense or spices into, but definitely not weed. What the hell are you talking about?
Nothing.
Okay, I guess if this opened up, you could put weed in it, but I can't get it open.
All right, folks.
It's not like there's weed in there. What is this? Weed? You're under arrest. All right, don't bother checking the store because there's no weed in there.
Wednesday, everybody. Tumbleweed Telson, the 9-year anniversary. Come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Get your weed, put your weed in it. All right. Now, how do we get that to that? Turn that off. All right. There we go. Weed Day Wednesday. What a wacky show. Thanks for tuning in from Tennessee. We really appreciate that. That's awesome. Come back each and every week. We've got some new guests coming on next week and the week after, and the week after most likely. Check out TumbleweedHealthCenter.com for all your needs. Certification, all your CBD needs, everything. Get on down. And have an awesome Weed Day Wednesday. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
We love you guys.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thanks for being here, Cannabis Kid.
Thanks for being here, Bellstar.
Silver Sister.
We miss you.